Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the people and the companies that matter most in mobile. I'm your host, Shahab Zaghari, with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove Media, providing strategic content marketing and analysis to boost engagement and raise your revenues.
And today we have a fantastic guest, Talia Wolf, CEO and founder of Conversioner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so as always, Peggy, you found her and brought her on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, there's a great story to that. I mean, first of all, why now? And that's because, as our listeners might know, that the last show of the month is always a look at everything you need to know about how to market and monetize your app with success. And that's why we do a deep dive into companies, experts, Talia this time around, because we're tying that back in with the Appnomics book, The Appnomics, The Insider's Guide to a Billion-Dollar App Business, the book which I wrote in partnership with InMobi, and which is free to download from the InMobi site. We'll get to that later, but you can check it out at InMobi.com/Appnomics. But to get to Talia, I actually had the pleasure of meeting her face-to-face at a conference recently in Berlin, where we were talking about how everyone's sort of focused on everything up to the download of the app, or, you know, looking at campaigns, but not really looking at the how to optimize those conversions. And Talia, it's great to have you on the show because you're the first and only company I know of focused on that really important part of the app journey.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you very much. I mean, it's an important subject.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about Conversioner, what it is that you do, and maybe even, where you came from and how that led to Conversioner?
Sure. So Conversioner is basically a conversion optimization company. What we do is we help different clients and companies, from, you know, different startups to large enterprises, increase their revenue. And we do that with a methodology that we developed called emotional targeting, and basically focuses on the psycho-emotional triggers that kind of activate users. So we've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now. I myself started out by running a social media company with a few people. We did that for a few years, and it was fantastic. And then kind of helped different companies create their marketing strategy, and then moved into Conversioner full-time in the past 2 years. And it's been amazing because we've basically been helping companies all over to kind of increase their conversion and really learn more about their customers.
I mean, that's the fascinating part about it, is it really is seriously learning more about your customers. We always say in every vertical, in every marketing instance and example, yes, you know your customers, understand your customers. But this is really understanding, as you said, you know, those emotional triggers. So it's really deep diving into, you know, what do they want with your company or your app in the first place? How does your app or product or service leave them feeling afterwards? That's really amazing. I'd like to know more about how that's done.
Well, it's actually really interesting to see that, as you said at the beginning, most of the people really focus on just how to kind of get these people to download your app or, you know, any other thing, and really kind of stop there. And then what we do at Conversioner is basically we run a very in-depth research on emotional triggers. And it's basically divided into two. So the first half is more a technical and kind of finding the leaks and doing, you know, what everyone does. It's just kind of really understand where the problem is in your app and why people aren't converting or engaging. And the second part is really diving in with our psychologists and trying to understand and tap into why are people using your product? Why are they using your service? And one of the most important things is that, you know, we use so many different devices throughout the day to do different tasks and, you know, and kind of use it differently. And that's what we try to do. We try to understand why people are using the product, what it makes them feel. And then the reason for this is because, you know, in the end, people don't buy products because of their feature or their pricing. They buy them because of what they make them feel. And, you know, this is the most important part of, do you convey what your customers want? So, yeah, so we run this research and kind of really understand what the emotional triggers are, what we want to get people to feel. And then we create the creative. So we create landing pages and we create actual, you know, banners and checkout processes and entire creative processes that focus on different design and image and color to convey this, to convey these emotions and leading to higher conversion.
And so I actually really like that because, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it might or might not have been emotional, especially when you think about, you know, on the tech side of things, you know, one thing might, you know, one computer might have been faster than the other. Right now, you know, when it comes to smartphones and laptops and, you know, apps, I mean, they're all pretty much on the same, you know, level playing field. So why should someone care about one brand over the other or one app over the other? So what kind, you know, from the past 2 years, what kinds of, you know, very similar patterns with emotions have you seen?
Well, I think the most important thing to focus on is that we use, you know, we use devices for different reasons, and that's one of the most, that's one of the things that everyone kind of overlooks today. A lot of people don't feel comfortable, with paying on mobile or you know, doing different, taking different steps. So what we do is basically try and realize what they want to do there. You know, some people just want to feel secure. Some people want to feel that there's, you know, there's someone there that's going to help them and be with them throughout the entire process and help them get to their destination. And some people just want to be left alone. And some people just want to save their content for later. And I think once you basically tap into it and understand what they're looking for, it's much easier to kind of convey that. And we've seen that with different case studies that we've run. For example, you know, one of our dating sites that we were working on recently, we noticed that people were basically on desktop and on web were using the service completely differently to what they were doing, what they were doing on mobile. So on web, people were kind of really filling in their dating profile and adding their pictures and really talking a lot about themselves. But on the mobile app, what they really wanted to do was just search for people and kind of contact them. But the company itself had, you know, their mobile app basically imitated the web funnel and the kind of the user journey. So what we did is basically change the entire user journey and kind of adapt that to answer what people really need emotionally, because what they were looking for was just, you know, to find the right partner and move on.
And did you see a huge spike in the mobile usage?
Yeah, it was amazing. We saw, I mean, the first test we ran, we saw a 24% increase. And I'm not only talking about usage, I'm talking about actually revenues. Because people kind of looked for people, for their partners, and then had to pay. So we saw a spike of 24% in actual people paying for the for the service.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to have to stop you there. Sorry, Peggy. We'll have to get back to your question when we get back. We do have to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Talia Wolf, founder of Conversioner, but we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Bye. BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers. Mark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at bubblefast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount, or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Talia Wolf, CEO and founder of Conversioner, talking about conversion optimization. Again, this is the last show of the month where we look at how to monetize and be successful with your apps. So take it away.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shahab, you know, right before the break, we were talking about some examples here, and I wanted to just dig a bit deeper because, you know, 24%, that's quite an increase just by understanding and really using the triggers that would make users want to use your app and understanding that journey. Could we dig a little bit deeper, though, Talia, and understand, you know, what are some of these triggers? They're emotional. They seem to focus a lot on design and color. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, you're reading it completely right. So first, one of the most important things to know is that our brains process images 60,000 times quicker than text. So there's a lot of emphasis on how the image, you know, what the image is. And colors project different emotions. So you would use different colors to make different people feel different things. So it's a lot of emphasis on the colors, on image, on messaging, and really kind of creating the journey that people are looking for.
And I wouldn't want to have you give away some of your secret sauce here. I'm sure that's what you tell your clients. But following up on that, is there just some high level that you could tell me? I mean, is it really like the color psychology? I remember, you know, where green is hopeful and red is passion and all that sort of thing. Or is it a little bit more than that? I'm sure it is.
It's a little bit more than that, but that is the basics. I mean, once you try, you know, and better understand the user psychology, you know, using colors, it is that. But there's a lot to it because you don't really portray, an app just with a color. There's a lot of things that go with it. So you could, like, use green to kind of get a certain emotion, but if you put a different image, it might not. So the whole build of the page is really important. The image has to work with the color, and the call to action has, you know, a lot of emphasis on it too. And so there's a lot of things that work kind of together, and you kind of really have to make sure that everything is kind of in synergy.
And so could you give us another example of another company that you helped? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be as great of a success, but that you took them from, you know, essentially not thinking about optimizing conversions at all, and helping them out.
Sure. So we're currently actually working on a very interesting retail e-commerce company. And one of the things that we noticed there, they have actually quite expensive products, and most of the people weren't actually buying on mobile. So what they had is they had the same kind of website on their mobile app and their mobile web. And then we realized that people basically didn't really want to convert in mobile. So we did two really interesting things. The first one we did is basically kind of place a call button right in the middle there to get people to call and kind of feel more secure about their purchase. And that was amazing because we saw a 12% increase in people kind of calling and really buying on the phone. And the other thing that we did, other than introducing the call button, is the save for later. Now, it sounds kind of trivial, but not many apps have that. And the fact that we allow people to kind of click a button and that would send them an email kind of saving this product for later, for kind of later entry via web, really helped increase their revenue because we were seeing many more people kind of entering their email and clicking on that link and then purchasing the product that they didn't feel comfortable purchasing on mobile. And it, you know, it was just a simple kind of research to realize why people aren't buying on mobile and what they're trying to get.
And again, you know, it does seem simple, you know, two added buttons, but there's a lot of you know, time and research that you put into that to figure it out. Or am I wrong about that?
No, you are definitely. I mean, as I said, there's so many parts of it. There's a technical issues, of course, that you want to see, you know, what isn't working. Sometimes I've worked with companies that suddenly they didn't even realize that their search bar wasn't working, you know, because they're focused on their competitors, for example. But on the other hand, you have so many other points that people are just kind of not really you know, taking advantage of. And, you know, sometimes you just need a different eye and kind of looking at it from a different perspective to really understand why people aren't converting.
And so how do you sync up the triggers across the multiple devices and platforms, you know, again, from app to mobile, web to desktop?
Well, as I said, I mean, each different device has a different journey for each client. So the journey that a person does on a mobile web is completely different than the journey they'll go through on desktop. So we actually don't treat them the same. We run separate researches for each one of these devices. And as I was saying before, I mean, there's been a really interesting research showing that nowadays we use 2.6 devices on average to convert online. So when we do the actual research, we research different kind of devices and make the journey appropriate emotionally and pro device.
And when you say 2.6, that's the consumer doing their own research on what they want to buy.
Exactly. And that is the key point here, that, you know, people basically use their mobile web, for example, to kind of search stuff while they're shopping. So a recent research by JumpTap was showing that 50% of users, you know, that have smartphones basically purchase online, and 74% of them use their smartphone while they're shopping. So they kind of make their decisions of purchasing, even when they're kind of like maybe in the grocery shop, they're kind of walking around with their phone trying to make a decision about what they buy. And 79% of these searches lead to a purchase. And so people use them in such different ways. And the consumers, you know, we use them, the desktop for one thing and the mobile app for one thing and the mobile web for another. And that's the secret of it, of really portraying the right journey for each device.
So, I mean, is it like with the apps itself where we say, you know, there's an app for that? I guess what? There's a funnel or a journey for every single company, for every single platform?
Yeah, I mean, that is that does make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
What is that actually telling me about what I need to do as a marketer to put this information into practice? I mean, you do research. You tell me, you know, what are the triggers? After we have the research and we understand why people are using the app, then we try and turn that into a strategy. What is that process, and what do I have as value as a marketer when I have this?
So before, actually, I think one of the most important things you do before starting to optimize is not the actual optimization. It's what you do beforehand. What most of the people do today when they do testing is they test different elements versus strategies. So they'll test like a blue button versus a red button, or a different mm-hmm. different kind of text, or maybe a different image, but they're not really testing the strategies. And strategy is what's most important. And to do that, you need to ask yourself three different questions. And these questions will help you really build the strategy that will help you then build the journey for the users.
Seems like a very well thought out process. Was this process always set in stone from the get-go at Conversion, or was it something that evolved? Because it does sound like every client you have is a completely different journey on your end.
It is. It's a completely different journey, and every time we dig deeper into user psychology and to different triggers that we find, and it's amazing. I mean, sometimes we'll work on clients in Germany, and they'll be completely different, even though, you know, it's the same kind of audience, but everything is so different, and it's always an amazing experience to find out about more audiences and really what they're looking for emotionally.
Okay, well, we do have to go to our last break of the show. I just want to remind our listeners not to go anywhere. We do have Talia Wolf on the line with us, so we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Before you painstakingly create another label or drag yourself to the post office, set a course to ShipStation, your key to e-commerce shipping nirvana. Save time by easily importing orders from wherever you sell, like Amazon, eBay, and over 40 others. Save money with discounted USPS rates and a free USPS account. Automate manual tasks through bulk label and invoice printing, custom shipping rules, and much more. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz.
And again, we have Talia Wolf on the line, CEO and founder of Conversioner. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about creating the user journey so that the, you know, objectives of the company are relevant and reachable in the first place. So you were talking about how businesses and brands have questions they need to ask themselves. What are those questions?
Okay, so there's three different questions you need to ask yourself before you start designing the customer journey. The first question you're going to ask is, what are my goals? Okay, what do I want people to actually do in my mobile app? And the second question you want to ask yourself is, why are people actually using my product or my service? Now, this is kind of funny, but you know, people don't use your product or service because of the features or the price. They're using it because of what they make them feel. So that's what you want to tap into. Why are they using it? And then the third question you're going to ask yourself is, how will people feel once they've purchased your product or service? And then once you understand what they're going to feel, you have to design your entire journey to make them feel exactly that.
So I'm just curious here, when you're doing your research, I'm assuming that's a lot with focus groups, right, Talia?
Well, we do some work with focus groups. A lot of it is mainly kind of working with different psychologists and analysts and mm-hmm. really kind of working on different backgrounds that we have in psychology and mapping out the triggers. But yeah, we do a lot of kind of surveys and working with focus groups.
Mm-hmm. And also, as you said, also, you know, people who are in that industry of understanding sort of what makes us tick in psychology and what have you. Those are great questions. You know, is there any difficulty among your clients in answering those questions? Because they're so basic, sometimes you would imagine they're almost too basic. It's almost like, well, what's the value proposition? I know companies and clients I have can't really put that into words sometimes. Is there anything you can offer in the way of advice on trying to answer these questions? You know,
I couldn't agree more, Peggy. I mean, one of the funniest things we have is always, I always say to my clients, the biggest advantage that I have on you right now is that I don't know your product. because sometimes you're so invested in your product and you have this idea of exactly what people want to feel and how, you know, where you're going, but you're actually just thinking about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's completely normal. But to really kind of tap into that, I mean, I think you really have to take a few steps back and kind of allow other people to figure it out, not kind of get more people into this. People that maybe on your daily marketing kind of meetings, they won't be there. Get the secretary in there, get kind of the sales team on, get people on that have connection to different clients and hear what they have to say. You'll be very surprised.
Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, again, want to thank you so much for joining us today. The 30 minutes just kind of breezes by really quick. Some of our guests get kind of nervous. Oh, I don't know if I can fill that time, but we always seem to manage. I want to remind our guests, don't forget, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. And remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm on the website. You can also find our shows by searching Mobile Presence on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio app from iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. You know where to find the show. Now, Talia, how do they stay in touch with you if they need to hire you for your services?
Well, guys, feel free to kind of enter my website at conversioner.com. A very detailed blog there on neuromarketing, emotional triggers, and where to even start. And I'd love to hear back from you guys.
That's great. And
I'm definitely going to check out that blog, Neuromarketing, Talia. Awesome.
Yep. Well, that's the direction.
Mm-hmm.
And Peggy, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm over at mobilegroove.com. And again, as it's that show of the month where we look at apps, I just want to remind everyone out there that, you know, check out the book, 350 pages of app goodness, Appenomics, The Insider's Guide to a $1 billion App Business, free to download, which I wrote in partnership with InMobi. And the website is InMobi.com/Appenomics, APPONOMICS.
Great. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's ZARGARI. And don't forget to check out Skywire.com. Don't forget, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.